Hey now, ain't no stopping us now. It is Cleopatra Watson, your favorite millennial, sitting in for the one and only Perry Small. And now I feel like this is Inspirational Thursday. You know, that was just a movement right there. Perfect segue to what we're about to talk about. So there are some boots coming to a ground near you, a community near you that is solely dedicated to anti-violence efforts. That's important for us to talk about, primarily because of the culture and climate of the city of Chicago when it comes to gun violence and prevention activities. So we have two very special guests that will be joining us. First and foremost, we want to introduce Archie Phillips, who's the executive director of Target Area Development Corporation. And she's a part of this cluster of groups that are partnering with Communities for Peace. This is taking place tomorrow, and it is happening in Inglewood, Little Village, East Garfield Park, and Back of the Yards. So I wanted to give her an opportunity to educate us a little further about this amazing work that is being done on the ground. Archie, are you with us?
Good morning, Cleopatra.
Hey.
Let me just say that song that you brought in, I graduated on that song in 1979.
Wow. Wow. I mean, this is Inspirational Thursday, so we did it just for you. Perfect segue.
Thank you.
So talk to us a little bit further about the work that you are doing and will be taking place tomorrow, as I see.
Great. Again, so first of all, we want to just say thank you so much for having us. My colleague and I, Orlando, is on the line with us, and we're representing a coalition of organizations that's doing anti-violence work here in the city of Chicago. We're called Communities Partnering for Peace, and it's short, and we use the acronym CP, the number four, for CP4P, and that's who we are. And you named off some of the organizations and communities that are working with us. I believe that there are other organizations that are working with us is Iman, Breakthrough, Matt from New Life, Cheney from Austin. We got Father Flager from Father Kelly from Back of the Yard, and a cluster of other groups. Also, Lori over at Also. We're spread out across the community, across the city of Chicago, doing anti-violence work. We're about four different things. Well, our four core values is rooted in nonviolence. It's trauma-informed care, hyper-local collaboration, and restorative justice practices. We're eight organizations that have come together to collaborate on reducing the violence in our city. We're basically saying enough is enough. We're saying that we're coming out here and we're engaging the community and taking back our streets, taking back our safe spaces, and we're doing that in a way that is in what I call huge. It's just big. This past year, we served over 165 people. Get this, 165 people participated in our Light in the Night. What is Light in the Night? Light in the Night is literally going outside on hot spots or troubled areas at night and bringing light to areas where there is darkness, where there's shootings, where there's crime. We're saying we're inviting the community out to work with us and say, hey, look, those activities are no longer acceptable in our community. This is our community, and we're taking it back.
Well, if I may say this, they've never been acceptable, but they have taken place, and I am glad to hear the work that you all are pushing. Hello to Orlando as well, because these communities historically have been entrenched with a number of different entities that are pretty much on the brinks of, you know, filibustering the areas. Not to mention the gentrification that has taken place in the surrounding areas of East Garfield Park and Inglewood and et cetera. So as we talk about Light in the Night and the 165 people you serve, what impacts have you seen since you incepted? When did you begin this work?
We started in 2017.
Okay.
And the impacts that we have yet to get to the actual numbers of seeing the reductions. But one thing, Cleopatra, we want to start looking at is how we define the word success. If we have a mother on the corner talking to the individual youth that are out there doing something that they shouldn't be doing, and she is spending time just waving at them, saying hello. All of us contribute to the reduction in violence in our communities. I was asked the other day, so Pastor, what is it that I can do when I see the guys on the corner? And I said something really simple. I said, say hello. Say how you doing. Engage with them. And we have to understand that these individuals that are outside and on our corners did not get dropped off from Mars. They are somebody's son. They are somebody's daughter. They're somebody's nephew. They're individuals that's coming out of our homes. And we have to engage them as our children and not as criminals.
Yeah, so wanted to give Orlando an opportunity. So, Orlando, can you talk to us a little bit about the work you're doing? And I want to assume the area that you will be supporting and your involvement.
Yeah, the area that I'll be supporting tomorrow is in Back of the Arts through Precious Blood Ministry of Reconciliation. And I just want to highlight again that this is going to be a Chicago area event. What I mean by that is going to be 8 different organizations having community events all in unison at the same time. So from 4 to 8 p.m., if you're fortunate enough to be close to one of these areas and you hear music and you hear people laughing, please come out and support the event. At the end of the day, it's about building community, bringing people together, providing a safe space where people would otherwise not think that it's safe. And just bringing, again, from the oldest to the youngest and providing those smiles. One of the things that Autry just mentioned is how we largely operate out of fear when it comes to our young people. And these spaces that we're able to create bring different people together in a space where you could just smile, where you can have a good time, where youth can actually be youth, either through games that and free food or just providing different activities for young people to get involved in. This is how we break those barriers. This is how we break down that fear and understand that at the end of the day, we are all human beings. Another thing that I want to definitely highlight is that this is a way that we highlight the collaboration that's taking place between African American and Latinx communities. We are all conditioned to think that we are segregated and separated, and we're kept that way. But at these events, you see people coming together from different cultures and ethnicities, learning from each other, and actually having social spaces to engage with one another.
Well, thank you. I'm put the phone lines out here, 312-374-8130. We have to go to break, but we are talking right now with Communities Partnering for Peace, and we'll be back after these commercial breaks. Thank you. And we are back. The time is 11:52. I am Cleopatra, your favorite millennial, sitting in for the one and only Perry Small. And we are going to wrap up our conversation with Communities Partnering for Peace. We have Archery and Orlando on the line, and they're going to tell us how we can support them in a community near us starting tomorrow. Hey, are you all with me?
Yes, we are. Cleopatra, thank you again. So I do want to...
Yeah, because it got to be quick.
Real quick. So target area would be on 74th and Stewart tonight, Friday night from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Everybody in that area, please come out and see us. Orlando, where are you guys going to be?
We will be on 48th and Palina, but to those who may not be in the south side of Chicago, please go to metrofamily.org. All the information for all the community events will be at that website.
Okay, well, thank you, gentlemen. I look forward to the WVON family coming out to support you all. You all be great. Have a good day.
Cleopatra, one thing. I just want to send a shout-out to all the outreach workers for INVC. Thank you for the work that you do on the front lines, my brothers and sisters. Keep doing the good work and building community.
Okay, thank you all. So you heard it. Come out and support CP4P.